it used to be safe. These days, it might try and farm Bitcoin on your computer. Now, I'm absolutely not sure about that.
BS. Pro League, the lobby.
Hi, and welcome back to...
The Lobby!
That still sounds just as big as when we have more people sat around this table.
I gave it some guns that time. Usually I let Jonah and Layla just go, let it out, man! Scream their heads off. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a go.
Well, it's just the Danny G and Owen Williams show, I suppose, isn't it?
It is. It's just us, Danny.
I know.
It's just they've left us all alone.
We'll have some fun, though, won't we? Come on, this is the lobby.
It'll be a good laugh. It's always a good laugh, Danny.
Well, obviously, I don't know where they are. I'm going holiday, leave, I don't know, you know, but have you been alone then recently? What's happening in BFBS Esports?
I mean, look, we're kind of painting a picture as if everybody's left. But I mean, the reality is we're still going through our online portion of the Pro League. And of course, that means the support of my wonderful team as well. So Jonah and Layla have been ever so helpful when it comes to organising the competitions. But yeah, it's getting towards the end of the year. So annual leave, it happens.
Well, I mean, we've got, again, a lot to unpack in today's episode. Obviously, we are going to look back at the BFBS Pro League, all the action, Rocket League, League of Legends. We were chatting just a little while ago before, you know, we hit record about it all sort of coming to an end. I can't believe that the end date is in sight for the grand final.
It is ever so close. So, of course, our final day of the Pro League is the grand finals itself. That's the 27th of September. That is literally 1 month away. Less than a month away by the time this comes out. And the online portion is going to be wrapped up pretty much next week. So we've just, by the time this is out, had our final playoffs online for Rocket League. And League of Legends finishes next Monday. So it's crazy how fast it's all happened.
Is there a reason why you've staggered it like that and everything?
Yeah, definitely. So part of the reason why there's such a big gap between the online portion and the in-person portion is everybody loves a bit of media day. They love collecting all the footage. They love gearing up to make that day an occasion, really. And I suppose it takes a lot of time to build those in-person events. Like, if you're going to flesh out the broadcast properly, you're going to have to pad it with so much content from the online season as well, just to tell the narratives, tell the stories. And that sure does take time.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, obviously, we've actually got quite a lot of gaming news and stories in general to chat about. We'll obviously be having a look as well, like we said, about a look back on the BFBS Pro League, all the action, the recent stuff. And hey, it's really weird, actually, that our Jonah and Layla aren't in. I feel like this is Civvy Day. Do you agree?
It is.
Right? Yeah. Me, you, and we are also joined by a friend of yours.
Absolutely.
You are, is it Civvy? Yeah.
Good mate of mine, Civvy. Yeah, yeah. Dad, who used to serve in the army as well.
Oh, right. See, look, no, so by proxy, it's not massively Civvy Day.
Yes, slightly Civvy. slightly Civvy Day? That's like a tongue twister. Welcome to Slightly Civvy Day on BFBF's Esports.
Oh. So who is it who's going to be joining us a little later on then?
So Kizzer990 is his online alias, otherwise known as Kieran.
See, look, you beat me to it. I always ask, what does your mother call you? You beat me to it.
Yeah, we've ruined it. We've ruined his intro. What are you going to say to him now? What does your mother call you? Yeah, no, good mate of mine and has been for many, many moons now. And I'll leave the bit of storytelling as to how we know each other and why he's here today for later on, Danny.
Yeah, perfect. I have a question for you. Forgive me for this. It's a personal one, right?
Yeah.
So I've not done PC gaming. And the recent one that I really want to try is Mecha Chameleon.
Oh,
I really want to try it. I am obsessed with... I've always said I don't understand these people that will watch the live... Not so much live streams, but watch other people just playing them in general, like at home when they film them. I am obsessed. I cannot stop watching.
It is brilliant. So I've given it a go a couple of times now.
You any good?
I played it with Jonah and Layla once just on a weekend soon after it was released, and I was so useless. But the joy of it is being able to find a spot, paint terribly, try to pretend as if that you've got it covered, and then just watch people just look straight at you and then keep moving. It's a beautiful thing.
Because you're trying to camouflage yourself right into a scene. Like, what are these characters called? I've seen them. We've got some here in the studio.
I don't know what they're called, but they're little fellas. And the little fellas you can paint. So essentially, the game's principle is you paint yourself into the environment so that the seeker from the hide and seeker does not find you. And that means often, like, painting yourself in spiral patterns or really realistic paintings or whatever it is that can help you blend. I'm rubbish, but I love it.
Well, no, you guys did it here at BFBS HQ. You have a load of these little mecha chameleon fellas. I noticed one and I thought, what on earth? And this is before I knew about the game. I went, why is there a little dude sat in front of the fire extinguisher, half red, half black? I was like, what is going on? And it wasn't until you did the social media post on BFBS Esports on Insta and I went, oh, no way. So, sorry, my question was, though, because I really want to try playing this game. Do you have to buy it? Is it a URL? Is it free?
Yes. Okay.
How do I play?
Okay, so I believe it's about £6-7, something like that, on Steam. So Steam is like the platform where you buy all your games on PC. I'd massively recommend it if you wanted to get into PC gaming. It is the place. And you go onto the Steam marketplace, you whack in Mecha Chameleon, and out it pops, and you pay six quid, and you're good to go.
And it just downloads to your computer.
And it'll just download to your computer, and you can give it a good go.
I never thought I'd turn into my nan, you know, as somebody who's like, so how do I do it? You just press the download, and it's like, you know, it's not going to take all my details. It's not going to, do I have enough memory on the computer? Like, it's amazing. I'm going to give that a go. Yeah. Steam, thank you. I know that we've got way off topic, but I really wanted to talk about Mecha Chameleon. I'm glad you guys have played it as well. I will join you at some point. Will it be in the Pro League next year?
Pro League Mecha
Chameleon. Try that. Mecha Chameleon.
There's something I need to tell you about that game as well. It's buggy. There's issues with it. But what it means is, like, you see these little Mecha Chameleons we got here.
These little fellas,
different positions, right? You can basically have one which is like a starfish pose where you're just face down on the floor, right? Mm-hmm. And you can just wriggle between, like, cracks of brick. And then you're just impossible to be spotted. So if you play that competitively, all you're going to do is be like, yeah, starfish pose, brick crack, good. Right, let's hide there for 10 years
and, obviously
and we win. And that's it. That's the game.
And the military, who are very good at their job, would do a very good job at just hiding and going, right, that's it. Nobody wins. We're all just going to sit here.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think it'd be a bit of a stalemate. So maybe we'll stick with Overcooked for that. Sorry, Danny.
Yes, baby. Bring that one on. Well, look, obviously, sorry, let's delve back into the BFBS Pro League then. Are we chatting Rocket League latest, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. So we have our confirmed finalists.
What?
So the top eight teams have already been guaranteed in terms of their position. There can still be some fluctuations between where those teams sit within the top eight, but the top eight is confirmed. And in fact, I've done some due diligence. I've got the points totals right here, so I might as well reel them out, Danny.
Drum roll.
At the moment, Army Buzzards with 51 points are still winning at the moment. They've won two of three events. SEA Dragons, of which our guest is actually a player for.
Civvies, come on.
47 points to their name in second. RAF Storm Shadows, 34. RAF Typhoons, 31. So they've guaranteed two teams within the top eight there very nicely. Falcons with 30 from the Army. Royal Navy Krakens, Stimplebog, who we talked to, and we kind of hoped that he would make it, but we didn't know if he was going to make it. He's made it. 24 points to his name. The RAF Nighthawks as well with 24, and the British Army Kestrels with 23. So what that means is you've got three RAF representing teams, three British Army representing teams, one Royal Navy team, and then one civilian / MOD team in the SEA Dragons. So it is a complete mixed bag of teams, and it is going to be wicked.
I mean, that must make you quite proud at this point after months and months and months of planning.
It definitely does. And I think for me, it's just how things have changed from this time last year. Like, we were thinking, if we're lucky, we might get three total Army teams competing in our league. Fast forward to today, I think there was six teams representing the British Army, so that's doubled. The Royal Navy, they weren't even within a sniff of making that grand finals last year, to be honest. This time they had two teams that were really close. One of them made it. It's just a lot more representation across the board, and to see that development, see that growth, is really special.
Knowing that your friend is currently listening to us as he joins us on today's podcast, if you were a betting man, what do you think is going to happen?
See, this is where I'm going to get some very dodgy looks from British Army personnel, because I actually think the SEA Dragons, who are sat in second, are shaped up to be the favourites going into the grand finals. Now, why do I have that opinion, you might ask?
Because he's listening.
Because he's listening, and I can... That's not because he's listening. To me, they've got a higher ceiling. They've got a higher sort of possible level of performance, I think. The British Army Esports Buzzards, as much as they've taken two event wins, it was by the skin of their teeth. Like, they crawled across the finish line with, you know, one goal differences between win and loss. Man. SEA Dragons last week, when they played in the third playoffs, they decimated, you know, and there was a big gulf, I thought, between those wins, right? So I think SEA Dragons, they're the team for me, honestly, as favourites.
Well, I mean, let's jump straight into League of Legends then as well at the moment, because we've got highlights to hear from that in just a sec. How's that going? What's happening?
So finals is coming up next Monday, and that is going to crown a winner within Division 1 and Division 2, respectively, within the Pro League. So next Monday, all to be decided.
Yeah, I love that. It's really exciting. Well, shall we hear the highlights?
Let's do it.
All right. Oh, topside, losing my sanity. No.
What?
Ignite, baby.
Oh,
don't
baby.
Mess.
Claire, Dan and Eddie with an unlikely solo kill, given how that early lane was going. Poppy is going forward into the enemy team. And honestly, I'm not sure that this is going to be working out for you. Light is going to get knocked up. That's a massive wild growth into another knock-up from that Galio. Clannish jumps on top and solo wraith. And Race Carworm is trying to do damage from the backline. Light is so damn low that Yanara carrying this fight, going forward for the double. It's a teleport in from Cled, Ed and Eddie, a full HP Renekton. El Bonanno Banditos take that team fight by the skin on their teeth. Cled, Ed and Eddie not falling down too much. Light looks like they're going to be falling down. Flashes away, but Stills ends up dropping. And now Podrigues is going to be going down as well. It's a double kill for Race Car Worm. Scarcely 2 minutes in. Light is just about able to get away. It's a big taunt, but it's a tower shot going down onto the Galio. The stun from the Brawn comes through as well, but it's turned around. Clannish drops down. Jiggly's still here fighting up, but Podrigues will just about escape. It's a triple coming out from Light from absolutely nowhere. And the bot lane has just been turned around in an instant. It's a shutdown onto the Renekton, and it's that Xin Zhao falling off the board as well. 14 kills to 15, 2 dragons to 2 dragons, 1,500 gold in it. This is not too bad for game one.
Explain. I think I heard Jiggle at one point.
Right, okay. So there's a player called Jiggle. That's the name of the player. they've got some bizarre ones. You might have heard Podrigues.
Yeah.
You might have heard, I'm not sure.
Was
maybe
it Ed and
maybe
Eddie?
Light, Cled, Ed and Eddie. Yeah. So there's a champion or a character in League of Legends called Cled. And so he's called Cled, Ed and Eddie. And what that means is there's like a pick and ban phase at the start, which means you can pick a character and then ban one that the opponents can't use. Because he's called Cled, Ed and Eddie, it means that religiously every other opponent he faces bans Cled instantly because it's literally in his name.
Oh, what a mistake and a maker.
So, I mean, unfortunately, we don't get to see Cled players Cled much. But yeah, that is the British Army Esports Lions team that we heard from those highlights winning against their counterparts in El Bonanno Banditos. So as much as I'd love to explain what was going on, I only understand half of it. I'm still learning, Daddy. I don't have a clue. I know what Ignite means. The beginning of the clip I understood. That's about as far as it goes.
Yeah. It's just so much fun. And every time you talk about it, you've got such a big smile on your face.
Oh, I mean, it's love for the game, isn't it? And as much as you don't understand the nitty gritty of what these absolute demons who have spent 10,000 hours of their life are doing, you can certainly enjoy it as a spectator. As long as you know the basic principle, the basic rules, that's all you need.
Well, look, it sounded epic. And I think now is probably an appropriate time to say hello to your mate, Kieran.
Hello, my mate, Kieran.
Hello, my mate, Owen.
Finally, I'm not called Psycho. There we go. I've been humanised. No, I'm kidding.
And so, Kieran, you're from SEA Dragons, competing in Rocket League, the Civi / MOD team, right? Where's the name come from? Do you know?
Not 100%, no. I was kind of called upon as a substitute, which I think is a Welsh-formed team.
Yes.
They compete elsewhere. They're in CS and that sort of thing, outside of BFPS as well. But yeah, I got the call up to be the substitute, and I played in the first qualifiers as well. So it was immediate into process.
Okay, nice. I mean, look, okay, we've got to go. Sorry, I've probably jumped the gun again a little bit here. But how do you two know each other?
Oh, that's a long story, isn't it, Kieran?
We got time.
When was the first time we crossed paths? Because I don't actually know.
It was you streaming.
That was the first,
it was when
was
you,
it?
Yeah, so when you first went to university, obviously you had a bit of a name for yourself from a certain shot. So you were quite well known, and especially coming in pretty much straight away after that to the uni scene, you started streaming to kind of make a, or try and make a career out of that. And yeah, I just hopped in chat, started nattering, and basically was there for a prolonged period of time. I became a known chatter, should we say.
Well, to be fair, I remember in the glory days of when I used to stream on Twitch about 7 years ago, the glorious games we used to play, like Bean Battles. What an amazing game that was.
You're probably clueless.
Okay, Bean... goodness.
Explain.
You know what? Whilst I'm talking about it, I'm going to get it up on my laptop as well, because it is beautiful. But it's essentially...
Are we talking baked beans, beanbag chairs?
We're talking beans, okay? Now, what it is a battle royale. So you know Fortnite?
Yeah.
You've got that big zone around you, which comes closer and closer and closer and closer. What it is characters that look like this.
They look like, oh my God, they look like little beans, like red kidney bean. It's a red kidney bean.
Oh, yeah, no,
except they wield
kidney,
guns.
Edamame.
And you can, you know how you've got like vehicles in like Call of Duty and Battlefield as well? You can just drive around in quad bikes with your bean shooting people. That sounds terrible. I'm so sorry. But you can battle with the beans. I mean, it is what it is. You should check it out, although it might be malware these days. I did hear an article about that. So please avoid bean battles. It used to be safe. These days, it might try and farm Bitcoin on your computer. Now, I'm absolutely not sure about that. Whatever I said might be a lie. There you go. Bean battles, people.
No, I'm lost. I'm gone. I've gone very red in the face. That was fantastic. It kind of like, I thought they were going to look like little Lemmings characters. That's what I thought. But it was like a proper red kidney bean with a face.
Yeah. So that's how we met, Danny. That's how we met. But then the story progresses a little bit because we both. This is going to be so difficult, isn't it? The story progressed and we found each other in university. So I was in the University of Portsmouth. Kieran, you've lost the plot, Danny.
Sorry.
Oh, you poor soul.
If
only we had the mistake counter and we'd be dinging that bell all the time.
I only asked how you two knew each other.
Yes, beans.
Kieran found himself in the University of Salford, competing back then with the...
I do care. What did you do at university? Home ec. Right, no, go. Sorry. Yes.
No. Kieran goes to the University of Salford and plays and competes for the Salford Lions. I play for the Portsmouth Paladins. We are rival teams. We are both up there within the top UK Rocket League teams. For those of you who don't know, the university scene is massive for Rocket League. So it's not just military, it's not just professional play. There's also a huge collegiate and school scene as well. So me and Kieran found ourselves in one of the Rocket League leagues, and we were sort of on rival teams, and we sort of got to know each other, and we were playing in like all the community events on the community platforms at the time. And yeah, it just sort of grew from there. So there you go.
No, that's really lovely. I definitely hear and I feel the bromance between both of you. So, Kieran, how did you end up in the BFBS Pro League? Were you pulled in by Owen, or, you know, like, do you have a military connection?
Yes, I explained to Owen pretty much soon after he got the job at BFBS of kind of some of the connections I've had to the military within the family. And I think for the first season, he wasn't too pushy of trying to get me into it, but for this season he was there going like, you need to play, because even though the rule set changed behind the family connections you needed, my dad used to be in, or he was based in Leicester, 9th 12th Royal Lancers, and he was in the military band up there from 16 for about 10 years or so. So that was kind of the direct connection I had on that. And after Owen kind of figured that out, yeah, he was just kicking me to get in, like, go play.
And Owen, you mentioned earlier, so Sea Dragons currently in Rocket League are what, place two?
Yeah, second place.
So does that mean a guaranteed you go into the grand final?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And they're not just going to the grand final, they're going in as near favourites, because two of the players on that roster in the main roster competed last year as well. So one of them's called Ritzy, one of them's called Lion. If you're listening, good job on your wins, bud.
So yeah, the SEA Dragons look really, really good. Kieran actually played for the first week of the Swiss stage as well, qualified through to the upper bracket for playoffs. So he's had time exposed to the team, knows what their sort of scrim sessions look like, their dynamics of practice and all that stuff. And yeah, from what I hear, they are just such a strong team.
Yeah, no, that's really lovely. Kieran, what about you then in terms of gaming? Obviously, we know how you know Owen. What do you do then outside of the BFBS Pro League?
I would say the best way is probably Friend Slop, as you mentioned earlier on. So Mecha Chameleon. I haven't actually touched Mecha Chameleon yet, but it's that sort of game. So Repo, we've done in the past, Lethal Company, those sort of silly games. One of our most popular ones that we like to do is a fishing game. What kind of a horror fishing?
What a game!
What was it actually called exactly? I can't remember. Gone fishing.
Gone fishing.
Good name.
Gone Fishing. Gambling to it
is a gambling horror game. Now, what it is?
We're really exposing you to
a world that you never knew existed here, Danny.
But this... I can tell you can get it on Steam, right?
You can get it on Steam. Yes. Oh, big progress. Gone Fishing. Now, what it is you are a questionably designed character that goes around their world fishing, and depending on the weather conditions and the spookiness of the night as it goes on, you may catch better or worse fish. Now, the problem is there's also demons that try and hunt you down whilst you're fishing as the day continues. So it's like a risk-reward payoff. Like, do you want to stay there and fish for scary things while scary things try to kill you? Or do you want to get home nice and early? And you earn money through the fish that you collect, but you can also then gamble the fish for money, in-game money, to try and make the fish bigger. So it's like a satanic circle. You throw the fish in and then it might just massively just explode into a bigger fish or go smaller. It's a weird game, but I love it. It's good. Gone Fishing. Try it out.
Oh, I'm thinking of Go Fish with cards, aren't I?
Very different game. Yeah. Very different game.
Wow.
Oh, where do you go from here, Danny?
I don't know. I'm trying to decide.
In terms of just moving forward then for the actual finals itself, are you looking forward to the day?
Very much so, because even though I've been around the student esports for a while, they had LAN finals. This will technically be the first LAN final I will go to, at least as a competitor. I have been to one in the past. I went to an Epic LAN as a producer on that, but that was quite laxed. It was more a case of the production was there as a nicety than actually supposed to be part of it. But in this case, this will be the most involved I will be on any LAN event I've ever had. But based on that, this will actually be the second ever LAN event I've been to in, I guess, the 6+ years I've been within the esports scene. It'll be longer than that now, actually. But yeah, it's been a while since I've been to anything like this. So very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, and for me as well, there's only rare opportunities to have these in-person moments with the people that you play with. And it's like, yeah. I reflect on my time in collegiate esports, and, you know, I had the big moments, like we flew out to Dallas one year to compete, DreamHack, which was absolutely wicked. You had the NSC Finals that I remember, I think was in Nottingham, in the Confetti X space that they had there. And all of these opportunities are what matters. And for me, the finals last year was so special just because of how connected everyone was. Because usually you enter a competition and there's this nervousness between the teams. They don't want to really get to know each other. They just want to scrap it out on stage, on the field. But with the BFBS community, it's very much everyone knows each other. Everyone's smiling and it's a good time.
Look, it's a really big day coming up. Sunday, 27th of September, is the BFBS Pro League Grand Final at the RAF Museum in London, which is free to go to if you can get yourself there, obviously, if you are listening and want to go. You've got to reserve a slot, though, right, on their website to say that you're still going and things like that, right?
You do indeed. So the actual stage event is going to be predominantly open to the family of the people playing or friends, so plus one. Realistically, or VIPs who are there to watch. But there's also going to be live coverage from the RAF Theatre, where anyone can turn up and watch the games that are going on just next door on the big screen as well. So it's a proper family sort of occasion. There's so much stuff going on. You would have heard last week from Rob, we have the likes of Haddo coming in, supporting their game as well. And you've got the lots and lots of music provided by live bands as well from the military. So it's a proper occasion. It's going to be wicked.
Look, and I know that you guys have been looking forward to this like for a long, long time. So Sunday, 27th of September. After that, though, I don't know about you, for a date in your diary, it's about GTA.
Oh, that's a big one, isn't it? GTA. I know everyone's been up in arms looking at all of the hype. So, of course, you've got the likes of the Netflix documentary or series or episode.
Yes. So by the time by the time this Lobby podcast gets released on Thursday, that's when the extended look into GTA is coming out on Netflix. So, yes, we can watch it.
You can give it a look. And I know there's also, and I'm going to be very tentative talking about this one, but I know there's been a couple of potential leaks, and there always is when there's a game soon to be released, because it gets people excited.
So it was meant to come out, was it December last year,
I believe it was, and then they postponed. But there's so many things that people are latching onto just to get a tiny, tiny, tiny portion of, you know, I don't know, of what it's going to be like.
I'm looking forward to seeing this thing on Netflix. And Owen, I think we've spoken about this before, but Kieran, I don't know if you've seen this. It was from obviously when it was obviously since it's been delayed. Do you remember there was a video that went viral of that guy? I don't know what he did, but he was being arrested and he was crying, going, "You can't, I'm gonna miss the release of GTA 6.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's
a fun one.
And then the other one as well, of course, from over the water, other side of the pond, we're hearing from America that they're offering a certain battalion, if they re-enlist for an extra at least minimum 2 years, they'll be allowed 4 days off to play the game.
Yes. Now, that's a bit of a bizarre one.
Yeah, Kieran, had you heard that?
I had not heard that one, but yeah, I'm with Owen in the sense of, okay.
Yeah, like it's like almost shortening your retirement or whatever. It's a big decision to make. You're going to agree to add 2 years onto your service just to get 4 days off.
Look, the length some people are going to go to play that game on release is enormous. And let's not forget, everyone likes to grind nice and early to make sure that they can find all the secrets first and sort of be in that culture of discovering what's out there. But they're going to need more than 4 days, Danny. They're going to need 40, because it's Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
My mum used to play it religiously, but she used to do the...
Badass mama, there was
like,
go on.
Yeah, no, she used to do like... you know, like the alien stuff that they always throw in the GTA games, where there's like a UFO or there's like different bits and collectibles you have to find around the map. She absolutely loved doing that. So whenever I watched my mum play Grand Theft Auto, she wasn't shooting people up and robbing banks. No, she was trying to find alien collectibles. And that by itself probably took 40 hours.
That's
so
insane.
Yeah.
But
crazy.
I mean, like, so I've not heard of a similar incentive, for example, for obviously, you know, the UK military. I don't know if there will be anything like that. But I've got a figure here. And again, obviously, look, it has been confirmed that this is true, but we don't know how true it is. But all I've got is apparently 130 soldiers in the US are eligible within this battalion to, you know, re-enlist for at least a minimum of 2 years. They get the 4 days off. But only 20 have said, yeah, all right.
Only? Yeah. Only 20. 20 is a lot.
Do you think? Really?
20 out of 130. That's more
for
than...
For 4 days off.
That's more than 10%. That's, is it? Wait, hold on, Matt.
Here we go.
Yes.
Hang on.
No, it is. No. Yes. No. 10% of 130 is 13. It's more than 10%. There we go. I've done my maths. Jonah can't touch my arithmetic skills. That's for sure.
I don't know what to say.
Sorry, I keep derailing it.
No, this has been fantastic. Kieran, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of The Lobby, this week's episode, because learning about the fact that you guys go way back, you and Owen, I was thinking, just before we let you go, if you don't mind, can I pit you two up against each other one last time?
Uh-oh. That's ominous. What are you planning, Danny? What are you planning?
I would like to play a mental bleep test. I'll explain it. It's a really easy game.
Okay?
What I'm going to do is say something along the lines, and every time I ask you a question, it'll be something different letter, but it might be something like, name something you'd find in the fridge beginning with L.
Okay.
And whoever answers first gets a point, and it's the first to five. What do you reckon?
Let's do it. I'm ready. Kieran, you know how competitive I am. It's game. It's finished.
You know how stupid I am when it comes to this sort of thing. I'm going to say some of the weirdest out there stuff.
What are you going to find in the fridge? Lemming. Perfect. 1 point, Kieran.
Exactly.
Well done. You win.
No, you're already on there.
Right, let's do it, Daddy. I'm ready.
All right, okay. And so that way, we don't need a... We've got all the time in the world, no countdown or anything. If we've got the... Do you want it, can we hear the bleep? Have we got a sound to let them know they've got it? Hey! Oh. Hello. That was very nice.
I'm awake.
Yes, it's very loud. Did you hear the bleep, Keir?
I did hear the bleep.
Okay, perfect. Right. Are you both ready?
Yes.
No.
Right. We'll start with... You ready? A profession beginning with the letter G.
Gambling.
No. No, Kieran, it's on you. Come on. Gambling?
It's a profession.
You're thinking of that horror fish game.
I was. But it's true. You can gamble.
No, I'm not saying professional gambler. No, that's not a job my mum and dad would be proud of.
I don't endorse it. I just want to let people know. It just came into my head.
Kieran, the point's on you then. A profession beginning with the letter G.
Gynecologist.
Thank you. Yeah. See, look, that's the one that nobody ever says. And I always wonder why. I was looking for gamer.
Oh, well, yeah, no, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's difficult because, like, professional gamer is such a diverse thing, but you're right. Yeah. I used to be a pro gamer.
You can make money from that.
All right, we're moving on. You both ready?
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. A game beginning with the letter P.
Payday.
Oh. Ooh.
Good game.
I'm going to ruin this bromance. Right. A song beginning with F.
Forever Alone.
Sorry.
Struggling.
Sorry, Kieran, I think you said something, but all I heard from everyone was...
I said Forever Alone, but I think I'm thinking of the meme.
Forever Young, if
oh,
that's
Forever
wrong.
Oh, Forever Young. No, that's... That yes. Oh, who does that go to?
Thank you for the beep.
Yeah,
I'll take that
right.
one.
Okay,
I'll
all
take
right.
that one.
That's two to Kieran, one to Owen. As we move on
what?
To... What?
Two to Kieran?
Yeah.
Fine.
I got
Fine.
Gynecologist.
That's right, isn't it?
The gambling. Like,
there we go.
Okay.
I ask you both a word you can associate with the military beginning with the letter B.
Yes,
baby. Now that's an answer.
He's so quick.
That's
he is
an answer.
So quick.
I was thinking like battalion, for example,
yeah.
or brigade. That's fantastic. Oh yeah, really like that. And the bosses are also going to really like your answer. Right.
I'm great promotional material. Good to know.
Yes. So that's three to Kieran, one to Owen. Step up your game. It's the first
I'm
to five.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. It's all right. We'll claw it back.
Something you wouldn't do on a first date beginning with the letter C.
Crawl.
Hey, yo, you know what? Facts. Yeah, if someone crawled into a dinner date, I'll be very concerned.
Okay, look, if Hello. Kieran agrees, because we're all looking at you well funny through the studio window.
Well, no, I mean, let's face it, Kieran's right. You can't rock up to a date and introduce yourself by crawling on the floor. That's not a good look, is it?
No, so are we going to let you have a point for that?
I don't know. Right. I mean, you're the judge, aren't you? Could have been anything.
I was going to go with cry. You shouldn't cry on a first date. It'd be a bit weird, a bit uncomfortable.
What if it's like an emotional release and you're like,
say,
you know what, let's have a beautiful moment talking about our backgrounds and somebody ends up in tears. It'd be quite emotional, quite nice.
A word you might use to describe somebody else, beginning with T.
Oh,
timid.
Can I be rude?
Oh, no, you cannot, because Kieran got in there first. But you went with
You're
timid, right?
You're using our common. Yeah, I said timid, but Owen's using the common language we use for each other.
I can tell you, if Kieran gets this next one, you win. Things you can only do with your significant other, beginning with the letter A.
I don't know.
I'm going to need a clue.
What happens if you're with your significant other and on the date that you met a year later...
Anniversary.
There we go. Thank you, Kieran. Oh. Anniversary.
I'll let you win this time. You know, feeling generous.
Bad blood now. Is there
not necessarily bad blood, just a desire for a rematch.
Oh, well, we can make that happen.
Maybe. Maybe.
Well, look, Kieran, thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of The Lobby. It's been a pleasure to chat to you. And also, I mean, just getting to know you and getting to know Owen, weirdly enough, like in a different way.
In that I play gambling horror fish games.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
The more you know, right? The more you know.
No, absolutely fantastic. Again, Kieran, thank you so much. Look, best of luck at the BFBS Pro League Grand Finals, the SEA, the Sea Dragons, taking part in Rocket League, the Grand Final. I am so looking forward to it. So best of luck to you.
I've loved being here, and the brain fog from the game has really settled in.
Sorry, dude. Told you it was a mental bleep test. Thanks again, though. And look, I haven't asked you yet, Owen.
Go on.
Discord, wasn't it? Was it Discord? With the sign-ups and the prizes? And
the sign-ups and the prizes. Jonah's going to love me for calling this one out. 880 members in the Discord. As soon as we hit 1,000, we're giving away £500 of Amazon vouchers or a console of your choice. If you're listening to this and you're not in the BFPS Esports Discord, get in there and make sure you use the little emoji, the little green tick, to register within our giveaways channel. So that is a big opportunity. 276 people involved. That's it. Pretty good odds, if you ask me. Get involved.
I know I will. Where do we go to join up and everything?
So bfpsesports.com is where you can find all of the links associated to us. But also, if you go to discord.gg/invites/bfpsesports, you can find us from there.
And also, if anybody listening to this goes, do you know what, I want to be on this podcast, they just had an absolute scream. Can they contact you as well via like Discord or anything like that?
They can, yeah. So all of our team members, so myself, Jonah and Lena, we're all displayed on the Discord as BFBS Owen, BFBS Lena, BFBS Jonah. And you can reach out to us directly via Discord, or you can also email in. So esports@bfbs.com is the place to go if you wanted to get involved. We'd love to have you.
No, that's absolutely ace. And I tell you what, thank you, Owen. Thank you, Kieran. I have had so much fun on this episode. And you know what? Who knows what's going to happen next week on the episode of The Lobby. Should we say our sign off, shall we, Owen?
Let's do it. Thank you very much for joining us on
The Lobby! Go!